Section 3. You will hear a conversation between two colleagues about improving their company's efficiency. First, you will have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully to the conversation and answer questions 21 to 26.
Hello, I'm Paula Radley. Come in and sit down. Thanks for coming to see me.
I'm Aslan Khan. I was told you need my help.
Yes, indeed I do. As I'm sure you're aware, the company has come under new management and the new owners are keen to expand the business over the coming months. And this means all our departments are going to be scrutinized and overhauled to make the company more efficient and promote growth.
I see. And where do I come into this right now?
Well, as a systems analyst, I need you to look into each of our departments and identify their strengths and weaknesses and determine how they may need altering in order to facilitate our expansion into overseas markets.
Okay. Is there anything you want me to look at specifically?
I want you to look at the efficiency and productivity in each department. So, is the organization running as smoothly as possible, or can it be streamlined? Do we have all the necessary IT systems in order to expand?
That shouldn't be too difficult, but I'll need to know how much the company is going to expand its business in order to assess what other systems we might need to put in place.
Well, the new owners are making some hefty investments, so the target is to expand the company's output and profits by 25% in the coming year, which obviously means each department will have a greater workload.
Is there going to be an increase in personnel hiring to go with the expansion?
Probably not. My understanding is that the current workforce will need to be more efficient and that we may need to improve our IT systems rather than look at new hirings. We should be grateful that redundancies aren't on the cards. At least they aren't downsizing.
It may not be possible to do everything you want with the current systems we have in place. If there's to be a significant increase in output for the company, the systems for organizing the business, orders and distribution could be put under a lot of strain. This is quite a complex revision of the system.
I understand that. Do you believe our current systems will be unable to cope?
I won't know without analysing the whole thing in line with the new information, but I would suspect that it might make more economic sense to start afresh with a new system from scratch.
My main issue at the moment is time. How fast can you work on this?
If I have a team so that we can work on the project together, we can split up the work and see how we can expand the system. It will be much faster. We can accomplish quite a bit in weeks rather than months.
So you'd want an analyst for each department? That would be four people altogether working on resources, production, sales, and distribution. Okay, that makes sense.
You now have some time to read questions 27 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 27 to 30.
Right then, for a start, I'm going to need authorization to go into each department in order to examine their working practices and how they're utilizing their management tools and systems.
I can see to it that you get authorization. Senior management has given me the go-ahead to get things moving, so I will get them to sign off on the necessary paperwork.
Then I think the next step would be to call a meeting with the department head so they can be briefed.
I'll have my secretary set that up, and I'll email you with the details when I've got everyone together. Anything else?
Yes, I'll need a systems report from each head to help me collate the information I need.
Okay, good.
And then I'll submit a full proposal to senior management on recommendations for system changes.
Right. I think that wraps this meeting up for the time being.
Okay, I'll speak to you soon.
That is the end of Section 3. You will have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.